drug resistant, I believe they're called, DMRs or something, DRMs. I don't know all your alphabet. But especially your Staphylococcus can wipe out your whole species. And vancomycin was the last one they had that they could depend on for any of these treatments. They seemed to manage to build a resistance to every other strain. The aureus, pneumococcus. That doesn't mean that it won't work in all instances. But I am curious that nobody seems curious to the fact that we've built all of these resistant strains of bacteria, and somehow you can have one in Zaire, but it is also resistant in the United States of America and Southern California. So what you're working with, aren't you, is the 100th monkey syndrome. That tells you that you are working with higher energy and intelligence. Now, I have a problem. It isn't a matter of supply versus non-supply, because we can upgrade. But here comes all the barrage from everywhere with every kind of crackpot selling scheme for colloidal silver. We have one in Illinois that you know is from Utah, because they use only pure, high Wasatch Mountain silver. And their solution is absolutely crystal clear. And they only charge a little bit more than everybody else. This is what destroys you. The regulators ought to come down on this kind of a person. And then you'll get the lemon water. And still, the silver is not going to be good enough for very long. It is good against all of the things it has been tested against, but viruses. Now they have the viruses with the titanium collar. You cannot disrupt a viral strain unless you disrupt and blow out that neck, that molecule. And it's no longer zinc, it is titanium. That means that there are a whole hell of a lot of zinc ones still running around. And a good quality silver colloid will stop them. But your government's not concerned about your silver running around, are they? So they know they've got you bested. Well, they don't have ours bested, and they know it. And yet you have to work as a society what is going to happen to the price of silver when it registers in their brains. So one's call, well, what is this gold? We've tried to mix this gold with the silver, and all we get is a short, or we get this, or we get that, or nothing happens and the energy doesn't go up. That's because we don't mix it like that. And it doesn't take much gold to kick up the frequency of that silver. People don't seem to understand that it's the frequency that knocks out the bug or the virus, but it is the metal particulate that knocks out the bacteria. And this is what antibiotics are all about. They will knock out the biological stuff, but they won't knock out the virus. And so while you are trying to come up with all these miracle drugs and pay your life away for them, they don't really have any effect against viruses. Are not supposed to. Viruses are not biological in nature. They are crystalline, manufactured, structured things. Oh, they have plenty of life. And they have to feed off something. But they can be programmed to the pinpoint of what they're supposed to feed off of, too. All this is known. And all I can do is ask you ones to please use your heads. We've got to keep some alive. And I'm not going to continue to write on this. But if we can get our products out there, we don't have to worry about Ron Jackson's money either, do we? I've tried to bring you products that will keep you both alive in physical body and keep you operating. But we cannot do it with these damnable lawyer's fees. It accomplishes zero. And it eats you alive emotionally. Now let's do something and get it stopped. Now as for the colloidals, wonderful, great. But I want to tell you, without Giandriana to build the immune system, we're fighting a losing battle. And there ain't nobody out in this world that's got this. And what's more, they're not going to have it. And yet it is absolutely that nobody pays attention. I understand your frustration. And all you can do is just keep going. And I know that it is going to be so painful to you, the worse it gets. You're going to watch your own family members be eaten alive by disease. Peter Khawaja watched his wife die in his arms because they sprayed her with one of these things that causes immediate bleeding. She absolutely bled from every pore right in his lap. You have nasty people on your place, and they are now losing. The war has moved into the higher realms, my friends. And that means that you guys are caught in the middle. That does not mean you are less safe. It means that everything becomes critical. If you don't get some things done, you're going to be caught with nothing. And I've tried to warn you for all of these years that you will come to the day when survival is going to be important. You just had an earthquake below San Bernardino, right in that area that was on a new fault. And that won't mean a thing to you. It was only a 3-point-something. But I want to tell you, it means something to Commander Soltek. Now, I don't know how many of you plan to rush off to the coast for Thanksgiving.
Which coast?
It was any coast.
Not New York.
I know, you've been warned so many times that it's like crying wolf. Well, I just have to go about my life. But do you have to go about it foolishly? You have a shuttle up. You have a grid system that they have not the vaguest idea how to control. While they are trying to control it, and try to fire some of these things that they have that need detonation by a very high frequency light lasers. They very well will probably ignite the radiation belt. And that means it's going to get very bright and very hot right quick. And I'm asked to comment on Peter Beter. Your nation is falling apart. And I'm asked to comment on Peter Beter because some evangelist by the name of Emery doesn't like him. Well, I'm sorry. I do expect you to use your minds. I do expect you to reason things out. But we're not in the discounting business. We're in the reasoning business while we move forward. We can't accept that some things are right, some things are wrong. We have to work in among it. But because you name God as your guide, as your leader, as your sole goal, doesn't mean you walk away and let everybody beat you up and take God's own property. Doesn't anybody understand me? I'm sorry for Rod Ince. I am desperately sorry for Rod Ince. But he made the choice. And the day the payroll money bag was missing, he made the wrong choice. Was it him? Well, I'll tell you, it was not the one who broke in through the kitchen window. And unfortunately for everyone, he was there. And he was there at the time. And almost immediately, you will notice, there was an entire change in the man. So do I make broad accusations? No. But there are ones in this room that were with him when he stored stolen property from the farm. And I'm sorry, but I'm going to say it all right here. That puts you as legal accomplice to grand theft. Aided and abetting a criminal act. Does this mean that all of us hate Rod Ince? No. It means screw your head on. How can we ever get this mission pulled together if all of you just fall off to the wayside the minute somebody expects you to act properly? I don't force you to do anything. I have had one say, and Rod said it right in this room, EJ made me. We don't make anybody do anything. We didn't make anybody come here, and we don't make anybody do anything. So don't give me this old wrong choices bit. And ones do go away. And later on, they want to come back. And I don't know what to do about it. Lemura would certainly love to come back here and have her job back. Phyllis Cantrell just wrote. And the very things we said would happen, happened. They moved away. And now she has to write and petition for, quote, forgiveness, because I had such an ego problem that I had to get away, and it hadn't worked out. And we said, be careful what you do, because you get back in the neighborhood, that child that is so precious to you is up for grabs. They went to Kentucky. The daughter came and got the child. It just about destroyed them. So they worked the next 5 months while the child was being tossed from one to another in Texas and they finally moved to Texas. And as of now, they have managed to get back the child. Mother doesn't want the child. Mother wants to bring pain to grandparents. And I can be many places, but I have to move outside the personal realm as we move forward here. I can't just feel sorry for somebody because they didn't know how to grow spelt. Instructions were there every day. Agreements were drawn up every week. Decisions were made at least annually. We're going downhill. Are you sure? Yes, I know. This is what I'm going to do. Please don't do this to us. I'm asking all of you, don't do this to us. But if you do, be prepared. I said in this room several months ago now, I am not going to let one more thing go uncountered. Ones will say, oh, but doesn't that mean that that doesn't even deserve an answer. Yes, it does. I have been called evil. Dorma has been called worse than evil. And no, it is not acceptable. And to say that doesn't deserve an answer, wrong. They are depending on you not to respond. So back to the medication. Everybody can do whatever they want. We're going to keep producing as much as we can to stash. The silver is not very expensive in the making, except that you have to have deionized water, which is good distilled water. It's very hard to get. Because like all the other sloppy things in your system, and you see dialysis patients can die from this, but oh well. You know, a piece of equipment is down today. Oh well. Staying alive is a hazard. But the gold remains expensive, even cutting down on the amount. I think that our producers have seen what happens. You can't dilute this. You add a little water to see what will happen, and it may look okay for a little while, but what it will happen is short. Once you put the gold in there and you try to add just water, deionized or any other thing, and pretty soon it is going to literally short itself out. It will clump together and fall right out of solution. Please don't mail any of this. That happens. Make sure everything is checked carefully before it's mailed out. And then we have to make sure that if one gets something, it doesn't take a lot. Put it too near a particular electronic device and it can do the same thing. And it literally is better not to have quite such a saturated solution, because then it's when it really wants to clump. But we have to have that frequency. And yet frequency is not enough. Wendell Hoffman did not understand that I had to have particulate. Oh no, I can run this up. It doesn't matter sometimes what the frequency is. You have to have particulate. And once it loses its charge, how are you going to recharge it? There is no recovery for it once it drops to the bottom. You can shake it and you will get the same use that you would for a metallic substance. But you're having metallic particles running around without the protection of that cell around it. So all I'm asking is that you just be a little bit careful. And just watch it. We just don't want to ship any. Now, see, others are beginning to cover their assets by saying, oh, well, it doesn't really matter. And this crystal clear is so much better for you. There's nothing that can settle out. Right, there's nothing in it. And anybody can boost. And then comes, you know, a precious one. I mean, this is one of our closest elderly friends out there, and she writes about everything they advertise. What about this catalytic water? Is it good? Will it hurt us? No, these things will not hurt you, except your pocketbook. It is nothing in the world but an electrolyte solution. And yes, catalytically it will kick up the frequency and the water. And I don't want to not respond to these things because so many are asking these questions. And I am torn because I see the other end of the road and it is so devastating that I'm a little like you. Why bother with this up here? Zeta is living proof that you can have major surgery and survive it nicely. And I appreciate her letter so much that I would like it printed. And maybe in a little while, after we have a little break, maybe Rick would read it. You women get to crying and... Will we save even all of our own? No. No. But I'll tell you, the mass is out there having a prayer. They have not a prayer.
Commander?
Yes. I like to give advice, especially to you, Jeff.
Well, I appreciate your advice, and I.
Wait.
You need that?
Jeff, on your tippy toe.
Yeah.
It's picking up. Okay. Now, I guess I'm putting myself on the line, but I want to do this. I am the one that was with Rod Ends when he put material in the storage unit. The sorting that I need to do is the idea that no one has ever necessarily hurt me, and I don't know what to do about sorting whose side am I on. Because I don't want to make that choice. I don't want to be on anyone's side. I just want to do the right thing. I guess Rod has put me in a compromising position by having me in the van when he drops things at the storage unit. And I guess that's not a really very friendly gesture, I guess. But I don't know who took what and what took who and where things are at. I mean, people tell me that Rod took things, and then Rod tells me otherwise. And all I have is what people tell me. And there really isn't any proof. I mean, where do I go for proof? I mean, you know, and I don't want to say someone's a liar, and I don't, you know, it's so confusing to me. And I know I leave myself open to being a criminal, I guess, but I don't feel that way. I don't want to be a criminal, but I don't want to hurt anybody, and I don't know where to go.
let's look at it. I don't want to make you feel like a criminal because you've done nothing. And thinking on someone or ratting on someone is certainly not the way to go. And you would have absolutely no way, unless you happen to know what was being exchanged or taken away. But what ones often do, and this is not your problem, so don't take this personally. You happen to be one who witnessed. You don't know what is or is not, quote, property of. So you would personally have no reason unless he told you. And I'm not going to ask that question. There is no point in making anything public. But there are several things that we need to look at that started this. And it started months and months ago. In June, we had no more money to run the law center or the farm. Period. There isn't anything that has changed. There is something that is just as important to the well-being and the souls of mankind as certainly assets is the way that people relate one to another. And suddenly, ones wanted to absolutely dump everything on Dorma's plate because Doris would not sit still one more minute for what was happening. Now, it may mean nothing to you. It did to Nora. Dorma experienced, as William Lloyd Garrison, in Civil War times, she wrote and printed a paper called The Liberator. It was a struggle started by, and the battle was won by, the ones working with Garrison for the freedom of the slaves. You do not come to Doris and come off with some white supremacist attitude against a Hispanic, a Native American, the purple people eaters, or the blacks. She died for that once. And to have ones doing what was being done was unacceptable. And you better believe it. I blew her mind over it. What are you going to do? Just sit and take it? And allow ones that will later come back to haunt this entire valley? For having put down a young Mexican. And of course, as always, there are funny things. Pablo came from over here one day, and he had spilled some peroxide. And of course, you know what it does to your hands. So his hands were white. And he came in, and his language is very bad, and he said, "Look, maybe I bathe in this, and then I'll be white." And Dorma says to him, why would you do that? I cannot stand the white people. And he said, well, I can't stand the Mexicans. So they should get along fine, you see. He's getting his work permit his green card, he has a driver's license, and he goes down to have to take the test the same as all of you. What is this to threaten him with turning him into immigration? This is what was being used against this young man. That is unacceptable. We all talked about it and agonized over it. How do we handle the farm? It's got to be vacated. Mr. Turner has it for sale. If he sells it and it goes into default, you lose everything invested and all the stuff that has been put out there and bolted down. I said close it in June. Keep the milling operation. Close it down in June. The law center was, for all practical purposes, for anything except the immediate cases, was shut down. But nobody wanted to do anything about the farm. And already prior to that, the meetings were taking place. And I understand the pain. And I understand the confusion that Jeff is going through. He was out there. He was friends. Well, come on. Channing wanted to marry Pablo in Mexico. She couldn't live at home. And this kid had to go through a broken heart along with the insult. And he talks to her and he says, "This is so bad. Look how it's hurt everybody." She shrugs and said, "It hadn't hurt me." He said, "How can you say that? You tell me all this and you promise me that, and at least you tell me you're a friend." And the attitude is, "Oh, well." These are painful, growing experiences. And I've heard it. Who would have thought? Well, no one would think, because no one ever bothered to bring attention. Many meetings. One dorm, I had to leave the room. Rod was there. Chase was there. Charles was there. EJ. And they're trying to work out what in the world they'll do with that farm. "Are you sure, Rod, that we couldn't just put someone else in there?" "No, no." And then they start working on some of the problems. And Rod is just keep on plugging until Chase shrugged and had to leave, walked outside. He had to witness his father lying. And what a position to put a child. How can you demand truth and honor if you're not living it in front of them? Do I think that Sandy and the children knew? I'm not the one to respond to that, but certainly many times it was evident that Sandy and the children did not know. Do I want to hurt Rod? I am exactly like Jeff. No. But one's here went absolutely 3 months beyond what I had asked for to be able to close it out properly. And it became disaster. And it becomes worse disaster because money was run through the institute, and now that money was used by Rod to purchase equipment, which he took. I'm not now talking about little nuts and bolts and all of the supplies that have been put there against future needs. I'm talking about above $20,000 in tractors. I have to talk about tools loaned to them that have to be replaced because they're not the institutes. I hear the cry. And it's almost like, I dare you to do anything about it. Look, all you people do is just talk about other people and hurt other people. And this is what's wrong with your world. God will take it. Just God will take it. He wouldn't raise his voice to me. I've had that one too. Don't yell at me. God, my teachers would not yell at me. Then you don't have very good teachers. They must not care much about you. I adore those people. I love those children. And we were working as diligently as we could to have a place to shift this family to. But we never got an opportunity to even share it. And I had to pull Jeff out. And I apologize for that, Jeff. I really apologize for that because I just don't like to have to do that. But you'd wallow in this misery and confusion. The one big problem everybody has in this place is underestimating myself. Do you actually think that I don't know what was taken and where it was taken and who did it? This has always been the most interesting thing that I could conceive, is that all of you would believe me that I'm an etheric being and treat everything as if it's Dorma. She doesn't know who's where. But I know. I know. And every now and then you get your confirmation that I'm where I need to be. And I could write while Zita was in surgery. I did very well at it. We had one of our better visits, as a matter of fact. This is not a burden on your shoulders, Jeff. Release it. I'm talking about release it. You have betrayed nobody. I know that you finally confided in some. And that your confidence was kept. Because you were torn. You were put in a bad position. And you had no way of knowing. And you have to release it. Can you avoid it? No, you can't avoid it. It should not have to go further than one confrontation. Rod, bring the stuff back. That's all it should require. That's his choice. And you don't have anything to do with it. So I want to go on record in this room with everybody who will ever hear another word of gossip. Jeff never betrayed anybody. I have pushed on this until somebody had to own up they saw it, because there is always a witness. And when one says, well, nobody's hurt me, I don't know which side to get on because nobody's hurt me, you better be very careful what you're saying. Because you better get on the side of truth, honor, and God.
But how do we sort truth? That's the thing. Whose truth is whose? I'm so confused. Even Hatton's truth, you know, I talk to so many people that say that God is God, and it gets, life is so confusing at times. Gosh, sorting truth is almost impossible at times.
You have to live, don't you?
Whose truth do we listen to? God. You find him within. Where is that within place? It's so frustrating sometimes.
Sometimes you have to let it play itself out.
I have no patience.
A lot of things that have gone on have had to come around 3 years, 4 years, 7 years. They're coming around faster now. And all you can do is gather as much knowledge as you can about something. It isn't a matter of just saying, oh, well, so-and-so said it, so it's true. You have to take the stream of events, and truth will come out here on this other end. Whether it is something as, I'm sorry, I'm going to use the word trivial, as getting even with someone, listen to what is said. When you have anyone who says, I'm going to do this because this will get them, you better look very carefully. I deserve this because I'll show them. I'll put out this message because that'll really get them. You have a problem. Kathy had a problem. And yet, I'm going to put it right where it's at now. Everything that goes into the farm or any project that is going on with any of you that is supported by the Institute, it is Institute's funds. This means it's all of your funds. So let's boil it right down to people who work in the contact office, which will make it a little easier for you, Jeff.